welcome to your Empower Source Fill Up, where we interview small business professionals for greater insight how to make businesses grow. We love picking the brains of men and women who are superheroes within their given fields so that you can learn how to best reach your target markets. My name is Elizabeth Johnson Phillips, content developer for Empower Source, and my guest today is Empower Source's very own Chief Growth Officer, Tiffany Joy Green, MBA.
What?
Yeah, thanks for that. Around the office, we call her Manic Maple, as clearly just shown. Mainly because she has 1,000 ideas a minute, and at some point we all know she's going to remind us she is Canadian. So maybe we should just start off the podcast with a nod to that and get it out of the way.
Did you know what October 14th was? Canadian Thanksgiving. Did you happen to celebrate? I know you're not Canadian.
I did not celebrate it, no. But I'm thankful for you. Yeah. So other than Canada and maple syrup, one thing I know you're passionate about, Tiffany, is inbound marketing. And here at Empower Source, you've developed a particular methodology that has proven to be successful in that area. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
I can tell you a lot about that. So, our methodology within Empower Source is all about the strategy and the plan. Then you get the people and the processes, and then you worry about the technology and the tools. So, how does that all apply within inbound marketing or marketing in general? You have to have a strategic marketing plan. Within that strategic marketing plan, you need to understand your industry. You need to understand your target markets. You need to understand what's going on in your industry. Is it a growing industry? Is it a declining industry? Is it a medium growth industry? What's changing? What's evolving? And then you not only have to understand it from a broader sense, you got to understand it from your particular location. So like right here in Central Virginia, what's going on specifically in your industry? How many competitors are there? What might work in San Diego, California, for example, may not work in Richmond, Virginia. So you got to really understand there's a lot of detail. There's a lot of science behind it. There's a lot of market research that is involved within the strategy. And from that, you can start planning or making your plan. As you make fun of me saying there's plans within plans, absolutely. So within that strategy, you got to understand, what's my communications plan going to be? How do I, what words should I be using? What speaks to my target market? So the branding, the messaging is clear and consistent for your specific market. You need to know, so let's talk about inbound marketing specifically. So with inbound marketing, what is my plan for that? And what is inbound marketing? I like to explain inbound marketing in a very easy to understand way. As a business, you would like people to go to your website, because in essence, when you think about inbound marketing, your website is basically your storefront. So you're trying to get as much foot traffic, as a lot of people say in the retail world, into your website. So you want to get website visitors. And how are you going to get them there? Are you going to get them there with your address and your phone number and your offerings? They might visit it just to see what you have to offer, but you're not going to hold them. They're not going to consider you necessarily an expert. So the goal of your website is to actually be to be like the Wikipedia in your market. You want people to go to your website because they know that you know a lot about what they're looking for. So if you are, let's say, a pediatrician, what would you want to have on that website? Off the top of your head, Elizabeth, what do you think a pediatrician would want to have on their website?
Well, I have 4 kids, so I know
about
I know a few things about pediatricians. I would expect them to have on their website, beyond the normal address and all that stuff, and probably how to set an appointment, I would want to know what are the laws for child seats. What are the laws where are we in the cycle of getting flu shots and vaccination schedules and things like that, so that I don't have to try to remember all that stuff?
Exactly. So you want to know that if I have any question about my children's health, I don't have to Google it. I can go to Dr. Smith's website, and I'm going to find all the information I need out. He's the expert. And so you're going to start using that website as your go-to resource. And so with inbound marketing, when you do your social media, when anything that you're doing, you are trying to get them right back to that website. And then you're trying to hook them in with your blogs, if you have podcasts, videos, ebooks, white papers, case studies, there's so much to offer your target market. So you become not only the resource, but that very important trusted advisor. So going back to the methodology, these are all great things to have, but what things should your business have? Should your business have a podcast like we're doing right now? Should your business have an ebook? What is it? How often? Who does it need to target? So much. So within that plan, that's going to speak to all of that.
So practically speaking, what the heck does that mean?
What does that mean is many small businesses do not have what I would consider a growth guru, a chief growth officer, right? Somebody who really understands inbound marketing, communications, all that goes into that. So to be able to track all that data, because one important aspect in terms of inbound marketing is being able to track the data. So through a tool such as HubSpot, that's one really good tool that can actually track what any campaign. So it can track what's going on in your social media, what's going on with your podcasts, your blogs, everything, but it ties it back to the campaign. So let's say you were in.
So that way you're not spending money on things that don't work over and over again.
Because it's all about return on investment. It's not like back in the day, marketing used to be, let's try that. Let's see if it sticks. And so you just kept throwing that dart and hopefully you're going to hit the bullseye, but you never really knew. This process, now marketing has changed. It's turned into a science. So there's a little bit of wiggle room to experiment. But eventually that experiment becomes an equation that is repeatable and it takes out the guesswork. But in order to be able to do that, you have to have the strategy. So I would recommend for many small businesses, unless you yourself are a growth expert, I would seek an advisor to be able to help you to strategize, manage, and implement that whole process.
Well, that sounds like a lot. And it all sounds pretty expensive, which can be intimidating for the small business owner. And it's my experience that most small business owners struggle running their businesses, much less marketing their businesses.
Well, let's think about it from this perspective. We all know every business has to market themselves. And if you were to go out right now and say, you know what, I'm going to try to do this in-house and I'm going to go hire a marketing director. What's the typical salary of a marketing director? It's about, maybe we'll say $50,000-$60,000 a year. That's only going to be somebody who's going to be able to do a small portion of what I just talked about. So if you go to an agency who's basically your outsourced marketing department, you can get everything for that one price. So in the long run, not only are you saving money by outsourcing it, you're getting the expertise that you in fact need, and it's taking all the guesswork out. You're not going to be randomly saying, hey, let me give this a try and see if it sticks. It's going to be a science. So you will do way better than break even on that investment. The return is going to be significant.
That sounds like a great plan. You've mentioned a couple times social media, which is my wheelhouse. Everybody likes to hate on social media, whereas in reality, most of us can't go a day without checking it or posting to it. After all, if it's not on Facebook, did it really even happen?
No.
No, it did not. Yeah, seriously. but why are social media platforms important for a small business?
Because I think people with social media, the most effective way to use social media, it's not just about, let's be clear, how many times have you been on social media and somebody's just trying to push something on you and you're like, annoy, scroll. What works on social media is that connection. It's making you feel like you actually know that person or that brand or the business. And when they feel like they have that personal connection, it's so much more. It establishes loyalty. And nothing is more valuable in business than loyalty, because what does loyalty bring? It brings repeat business.
And it brings referrals.
Exactly. So that's what social media is for. Social media, yes, helps drive revenue, but it also drives your brand. And driving your brand is driving your reputation.
Agreed. And because I think we think everyone is so disjointed because we all sit behind our computers and our soft pants and behind our phones. And to some degree, that is true. You go out anywhere, everybody's looking down on their phone, and there can be disconnect. But when done well, social media can establish genuine connection. And yeah, I know personally, I've made friends that don't live in Virginia, but we've been able to connect through social media because our kids are into similar things, or we're interested in the same television show, and they've become genuine friendships because of social media. And so in that sense, we are more connected than ever before.
Well, and in your sense, I think in terms of being a content developer, if you just look at your personal account, and I suggest everyone look at Elizabeth's personal account, you do a really great job of connecting with people, but you don't just go, see, and that's another issue with social media. If you're just going on there and go, hey, I'm wonderful, look at me all the time, people are like,
I am wonderful, though.
Bored. Yeah, I know. Everybody knows you're wonderful. But you also share the things that were the flops, right? Like, you know, I'm sick. Kids are eating breakfast today, or I'm going to use Grubhub, whatever. You're just very real, and real speaks volumes in an age where people are, you know, people are hungry for transparency, and through social media, you can be transparent, and that's what people connect with.
And there definitely are businesses that do it well, even in terms of just establishing corporate culture online, mm-hmm. a way to invite your target market into your space without them having to leave their living rooms.
Exactly.
They can see what it's like to work there. They can see what it's like to be a client there, and whether or not they would be a good fit. I know that there are certain, say, television shows where I will follow on social media a member of the cast, and now I really feel like I'm their personal friend. And we're probably going to spend the rest of our lives together. I mean, they don't know it. I know it, but it's true. It's genuine, and it matters.
Well, and let's look at Empower Sources brand. I mean, Empower Sources brand is about superheroes because we feel like we're superheroes helping small businesses. And the clients that we are serving are superheroes to the businesses or the clients or the customers that they're serving. And part of our brand is, I like to think, extremely fun and transparent and nostalgic. Now, I think when people go to our website, when listening to this podcast, they're going to go, Tiffany's a little quirky.
And then Elizabeth likes snacks.
Elizabeth likes snacks. And that's cool. And what's cool about it is people are like, I'm not just seeing professional version Tiffany and professional version Elizabeth. I'm really seeing them for who they really are. And you're looking at me like that could be a bad thing. But I'm okay with that.
No, it's not a bad thing. It is not a bad thing. No, what I hear you saying is really about the establishment of relationships between small businesses and their target markets, which is what every business is trying to do, is to establish that relationship. And you place a high value on relationship, mm-hmm. on inclusion, on making sure that each scenario is a win-win for everybody. So if we want to win just like you, what do we do?
Win, 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 win. We got to go to the website.
I did not know that was going to be singing.
Always singing and dancing. So come to the empowersource.com website where you can read everything that we talked about in the most wonderfully rent ebook ever. Right, Elizabeth? It's all your words.
I would feel more comfortable if you set the bar a little bit lower, but yeah, it's great.
Okay. The Empower Source Methodology ebook, which you can download off of our website. It's very informative. It'll get into even more detail than what we discussed here today.
And what's that website?
Empowersource.com. My husband would say empowersource.kizom, just to be a little cooler.
It's not.
Dang it. So check that out. There's a lot of superhero references in that methodology because it was written by Elizabeth, who is a superhero guru.
Nerd.
Okay. Well, I actually accept that. And then check out our videos. Check out our podcast. Check out our blog. There's tons of information. But more importantly, reach out to me. You can reach out to me via email at T, which is for Tiffany, J for Joy, green, not the color, so add the E, at empowersource.com.
Okay, if that was confusing to you, because it was confusing to me and I'm sitting right here, that's TJGREENE at empowersource.com. And I want to let you know also, empowersource is spelled MPWRsource.com.
That is right. Bravo on the spelling.
Thank you. Hooked on phonics.
Worked for you.
Yep. So thank you for listening to the Empower Source Philip podcast. This podcast has been brought to you by our sponsors, Empower Source, Proactive Information Management, Proactive Cloud, Centravance Consulting, and Empower Advisors. Please check us out at www.empowersource.com and subscribe to our podcast on our website under the news tab. See you at the next episode. Let's evolve together. Join the evolution. We'll